quarantine has taught me anything, it's that fans matter. Because fans are what keeps us going day by day. We are the fans. It gives us a moment to play in these big game ceremonies and events and such. Let's think about the recent NFL draft, of course. You know, the greatest draft ever. You know, Joe Burrow, who is now going to be called Joe Exotic Tiger King, is going to go to the Bengals and win a ring. No, he's not. But anyway, it was really weird there. They had no fans in attendance, no big ceremony, and no fans to watch you there on your big day. It's like graduating over a computer. But I don't know why I butchered that so bad, but the fact of the matter is that the fans hype up the team. When we need to go get a three late in the fourth, we hype it up. We turn up like a vegetable, and it's okay, because listen, that was a bad joke. Anyway, the best thing is to be completely honest with you, the fans make this work. You know, let's imagine some big moments in sports history. let's think. LeBron winning his first championship for Cleveland. Okay, all right, you guys got that one. All right, nice job. Now, let's think of Ray Allen hitting the shot in the finals to tie up the game. You got it? Wait, let me help you out. You see that? That was the worst second. That was uncomfortable. You actually checked your phone to see if the podcast was still playing. Honestly, you don't care. But, you were kind of thinking that something's wrong with your phone or your headphones or your earbuds. And it's not, because, listen, that would have been the greatest worst moment of life. You want to know why? Because that shit would have been ass. See, because that shit would have actually been, because the reason why is because there's no one there. There's no one there to help cheer you on. I know you guys know that I believe that we will win. Yeah, there's no one doing that. That weak ass chant. If I have to do that weak ass chant again, I believe that we will win. We're down by 30. What are we winning? The participation award? The best team spirit award? These niggas are about to take an L, okay? I don't care. Anyway, but the difference between me and these big companies, is that where I am always lonely, they actually have fans. So when they have fans, they have people cheering them on and, watching their every move and telling them, you know what? You're not that bad, kid. Good job. Good job. Keep it up. You know what? Here's the medal. Now, me, I have to stare at a wall in the middle of my bedroom, talking to my phone by myself, reading off a script, trying not to go off of it. So, yeah, but that's besides the point, because, like I said, where I am always lonely, they actually have people that, that care about them. So, yeah, but basically, what I'm getting at is everything, that fans are everything to what they are fanning over, whether it's basketball, football, soccer, or football for my UK viewers. You're so stupid. But, it doesn't matter what you're fanning over. It's just the fact of the matter that you like something, and you like a player or a character or an actor in any of that, and you latch on to them. You become their fan. You determine if that person succeeds or flops faster than a fish on a dock. So, other than that, what I'm trying to get at is, thank you. Thank you for 100 viewers. 100 total plays on the podcast. Thank you for over 52 subscribers on Anchor, and I don't know how many subscribers I have on everything else. But thank you. Thank you for all your support. Honestly, this was pretty hard for me and the guys to do, and if everybody else is going to probably give up, I'm going to be the one person to carry this to the end. But other than that, like I said, thank you. Thank you. I could be lonely talking on my phone for hours on end, broke, and looking weird. Or I could look weird and make money and give views and feel some type of validation. So, yeah, guys, thank you. Anyway, make me money. Bye.